talking to everybody on the net. This is Mickey up here in the Upper Moonridge area. Just going to learn about Echolink tonight. Thank you for doing this net. WA6FIZ.
Okay, Mick, glad you could join us this evening. Appreciate that. Moving on down the list here. How about KJ6KDL, Jim?
KJ6KDL here. Just checked the recorder. Daylight savings time. Missed part of the check-in. Oh well, it's recording now. We'll get for prosperity.
Okay, well, we could start over, but I don't think everybody wants to listen to that. That's all right, Jim. How about KJ6KDK, Rosemary?
It's KJ6KDK here.
Hey, Rosemary, you got to keep an eye on old Jim there. Keep him on his toes. Thanks for checking in, both of you. I don't know if he's out there. WB6PBZ, Ray? And nothing heard there. How about KI6ITA, Kelly?
Good evening, KI6IQA.
Good evening, Kelly. Appreciate you being out there. How about K6GBL, Ron from Green Valley?
Good evening, Tom and the net. This is Ron, K6GBL, Green Valley Lake.
Good deal there, Ron. Thanks for checking in. How about AD6PL, Harold, Riverside? Okay, nothing heard there from Harold. How about K6LCS? Clint from Harupa Valley.
In Riverside tonight, K6LCS. Good evening.
Hey, Clint. Hopefully you can join us throughout the evening. Appreciate you being in there when you are. I know we've got two here that are not here. W6JLM Judith. By the way, it's Judith's birthday today. We wish her a happy birthday on the phone. Hopefully they'll be back here pretty soon. KJ6PYV, Dave.
Good evening, Tom, everyone on net. KJ6PYV.
Dave, thanks for being Sugarloaf South CERT team leader. Appreciate that. Thanks for checking in and sticking with us here. Moving on down, how about K6YNW, Chris?
Good evening, Tom, in the net. K6YNW.
Thanks, Chris, from Palm Springs area. Appreciate that. And don't know if he's back, but we'll give him a try. He did check in already. W6POO Chip, also from Palm Springs area. He's probably still on the phone. How about KD6LEN Bill from Boulder Bay? And I heard there. How about AE6CK Victor?
Good evening, Tom and Danette. Victor, Santa Fe Springs.
Hi, Victor. Thanks for checking in. Santa Fe Springs, doing good there in the repeater. Already have KA6ROD is checked in. Moving now over to KB6LTY, Christy from Apple Valley. All right, nothing there from Christy. All righty, and I have one more here. Don't know if he's out there. How about W6AWL, Art? All right, nothing heard there. All right, well, that pretty much has the list as I have it. Anybody else like to check in this evening as a guest, please come back to KF62.
K9AOG, Stephen, Long Beach.
K9AOG, Steve, Long Beach. Hey, thanks for checking in. You're really solid in the repeater. Anybody else?
Hey, Tom. KJ6BCM here checking in with you for the first time in a long time. Everyone have a great evening.
KJ6BCM, Craig, glad to have you in there. Appreciate that. SoCal Mountains. Good work there, Craig. Anybody else?
KI6MGB, Max, Yuba Hills.
Hi, got you checked in here from Harupa Hills. Know where that's at, and you're in here solid. Good signal. Anybody else? All right, well, that pretty much wraps that up. Anybody out there still listening can check in, assist, comment, ask questions, at any point in time. All right, Mike, starting out this evening with our DX report. What kind of DX do we have report? Whatever's left with our equipment after that big old solar flare. Mike, back to you.
Well, no DX from this end. Not a lot going on. We've been up and down, and I know there has been a couple of openings on 10 meters in the lower band, but I haven't really done anything. So hopefully someone else will have something interesting to report. Well, interesting here, we had an M6 and an M7 flare go off today, so I know we're expecting more CMEs coming in, and that doesn't help us on the immediate front, but hopefully that will help do some ionization and we'll get some things going and things will be better. Space Weather's reporting a sunspot number of 89 with a solar flux index of 115 solar flux units. And not that bad, you know, on 20 meters, maybe 15 meters, but nothing good for 10 meters and 12 meters. I think the MUF did get up to about 28, 29 megahertz today, but I didn't hear anything cooking. Back to you, Tom. See if anybody else has got anything good going on. WD6CL's in.
Hey, D6PL.
Hey, D6PL. Harold, glad to have you out there. We were missing you.
Some guy stopped by here, run his mouth, and I wasn't able to turn it on until just now. I wanted to check in. Hey, D6PL.
Hey, Harold, glad to have you with us from Riverside, and appreciate that. And thanks for joining us. While we're on the DX report, anybody else out there with any interesting DX this last week, please come back to KF6Q. All right, Mike, I think everybody's had that luck of no luck. A little bit of ionization is great. A whole bunch of it just wipes us out. Moving along here to Quint, K6LCS from Riverside. Anything cool happening out there? And what's the update on your upcoming ISS communication? Back to you, Quint.
Tom, thank you. That's about it. We are gearing up for the middle of April, April 16th, for the kids over at Flabob Airport to speak to an astronaut aboard the ISS that flies over. And gearing up, getting audio stuff together, and getting all that together. As far as FM burns, we still have 27 and 50 up there workable with little equipment. East sideband, Morse code folks, 52 is working well, 7 is working well, and of course the packet on the ISS and it streaks across. It was a very quick path. So nothing to do on the FM front. Things are really exciting on the ISS front. Stand by for a second. The website for our project, and visit it, if you do visit it, sign our guest book. Kids are enjoying and reading the guest book comments. It's ISS-Flabob.com. It's ISS-Flabob, FLABOB.com. Thank you, Tom. That's all I've got. Unless there's any questions. K6LCS.
How cool there, Quint. Appreciate that. One question I have there. Do the kids get some kind of a little certificate or something like that, kind of a memento for this? Because this is pretty much something they're going to do once in a lifetime.
Boy, you must have read my mind. I just got today the official logos from NASA to use on certificates for printing up for them. I've got some NASA pens and tins for them. And the 12 kids with questions and everyone in the audience is going to walk away with something. And, of course, the kids get the QSL cards, too, from NASA.
Quint, I know you know a lot more about this than any of us else out here. Real quick there, this probably stimulates a lot of their interest in ham radio and space all at the same time. Would that be correct?
Oh, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. NASA has complete curriculums for all grade levels on their website, on their STEM, NASA education website. But yes, and of course being at Flabob at the airport and the kids are already scientific minded and aerodynamic minded, they're just loving this. This is just a great opportunity for them.
Well, good deal there. And if anybody else has any questions, please come in now to ask Clint. Clint, I want to appreciate all that you do out there for this stuff. Fantastic. And by golly, if I can be down there that day, I'd really like to see that. I'd like to be a witness. That has got to be pretty cool. Anybody have any questions for Clint regarding this, please come back now. Okay, anybody? Hearing none, we'll proceed. All right, Clint, thanks again. I appreciate that and all the stuff you do each week here. Well, Michael, Echolink, Echo. Yeah, what is this thing, Echolink? I mean, yeah, we got it up now running on our repeater, kind of cool. All the bells and whistles kind of tuned in there. What is Echolink? And a brief description, and then let's tear it apart and dig into this thing.
Echolink is a software package that allows licensed amateur radio stations to communicate with one another over the internet using live stream audio technology, and worldwide connections are possible. It's kind of cool. Just the other day, I didn't have time to get back to the guy, but we heard a British station on Echolink here on the Big Bear repeater. I think it was over the weekend. So kind of cool. And not only do you have to go through repeaters, but you can go simplex and talk to your buddy just one-on-one or conference-like on Echolink. Back to you, Tom.
Okay, so let's start this with Echolink 101. I don't know anything, and let's see. Number one, I guess I have to be a licensed ham. Is that correct?
Is definitely correct. They have an authentication procedure that you have to go through, a validation, I'm sure, I think is what they call it, that you do have to go through once you download the program of Echolink onto your computer.
Okay, roger that. And let's see, what class license do I have to have?
Class license, technician and above.
Well, cool. So, okay, so let's say I'm a ham, I just got my tech license, and I don't have a radio yet, but I have a computer. Besides just a computer, how do I talk into the computer? I yell into the disk drive, or what do I do there?
Well, once you've downloaded the program and followed all the simple instructions, you have to get some sort of a microphone, plug it into your microphone jack on the computer, and follow the instructions on echolink.org or on your computer from there. Pretty simple procedure, just have to read some simple instructions, go through their process, and you're up and running. And right now, well, about a half an hour ago I checked, there were 2,058 repeaters on Echolink and 5,286 total stations on Echolink. So a lot of stuff going on.
And I'm assuming that these are just all over the world. Is that what you said?
Is correct. Yeah, if you page through the stations that are on Echolink, I mean, you know, everywhere. I didn't see anywhere that stood out that was missing. So I mean, you could talk anywhere from Jerusalem to Zanzibar, or from Anaheim to Zanzibar using Echolink.
Great, please. Okay, I think we have a breaker there. Sounds like George. Go ahead.
Yeah, just one quick comment. You said that you got to get the validation all and to download the program. Where do you go to get the program?
Well, by golly, George, I was just getting to that, believe it or not, but I'm glad you asked. You go to echolink.org, and literally the word Echolink, Echolink, all one word, .org, and at that site, it's a dedicated site. Pretty straightforward, neat little menu on the left. It'll starts out with take a tour. There's a little area there for download, and when you download this onto your computer, you know, it'll get this all installed there. Once again, it's all free, free of charge. And then once you're all set up there and it's installed, which doesn't take but a few minutes, And make sure you do have the two things there. I think Mike forgot the speakers. You got to be able to listen. So you're going to need a microphone and a speaker to hook into your computer. And that's how you're going to use EchoLink, through the computer. So once that installed, then we have to validate. They have to make sure that you are you with your license. Mike, what is it? Do you like photocopy your license, fax your license? I know there's a couple different ways to get validated here.
What I've seen so far, and I haven't gotten that far into it, I know you can send a JPEG, a GIF, a TIFF, a PDF, a PNG, various different types of files. They have a URL to send it to there on the webpage, the echolink.org, and I believe that you can fax or send also. I just haven't gotten to there yet.
Okay, well, let's just say I don't have a scanner. I got my license here. From what I understand, I know there's a lot of office supply stores out there. Not going to name any names individually, but a lot of them do printing and scanning and things like that. And I do believe for a very small fee, I'm going to say probably about a dollar or less, maybe a few pennies more than that, I know they'll scan a document. And I guess they could scan your license and then put it on a CD for you, and you're almost there, right? Just got to send that off on an email. And I guess that would work.
LCS.
Yes, Clint, go ahead.
Any licensed hand can go to the FCC site and download a PDF reference copy of their amateur license that's already in a PDF format, so you can use that for identification.
Well, good deal there, Clint. I did not know that, and I have learned something this evening. Well, that's great. That's fantastic. So I guess we don't even have to do that. We've got our license in hand, and we're good to go. Fantastic. I guess the only, that's great. And Mike, what, I send this off like an email?
They've got a site to send it to. Actually, there is a site, and I'm sure there's an email on that. I will click on that and see where it goes. I think it does go to an email. Actually, they have a validation site. You put your call sign in that, push continue, and then they give you the instruction from there. I'm sure they give you an email to send that to.
Okay, so let's go over this real quick for the newcomers here. And so everybody knows what we're doing here. Okay, so first off, we got to go to echolink.org, and we download this free software, great package. And then while we're on that site, we go to authentication. If we already have our license as a PDF or scanned, then we can go to the authentication area and get this thing sent off. I'm assuming it probably takes a little bit of time, but once we have that, now, from what I understand, then you set up a password. I think that's the next procedure. So from that point on, your call sign and your own personal password you come up with gets you in there. And from that point on, they assume that you are you using your call sign and your own password. Does that sound about right?
Sounds about right. I think even my password and everything login is on my machine, as long as I use this machine, and I just click on the EchoLink, and it's already in the system and ready to go. It logs you right in, and you're there in 15, 20 seconds.
Info?
Yes, go ahead, info.
Yeah, this is Mickey, WA6FIZ. To get a PDF of my license, who do I go to, and what do I need to tell them?
Okay, well, Mick, I think what Clint was saying there, that's on file with the FCC. I do not know where. The other option, of course, and that's actually the free one. That's the good one. That's the one we have to pay for. Clint, did you say that was with the FCC? Clint, one more time, please.
I'm in a bad area. Can you hear me?
A little scratch, but we got you in there solid.
If you log into the FCC's ULS, Universal Licensing Service, with your call sign and your password you set up with them, and look at your account, your tab call sign, go to the administrative tab, and there you can print a print or download a PDF copy of your amateur license. So you have to log into the ULS, Universal Licensing Service, with your name and password that you've given them in the past, and you can grab a copy there.
Okay, Quint, good deal there. And if somebody has a problem with that, I've never done that myself, we can always tackle that and see whatever we have to do, though, to get everybody up there and running. Well, good deal. So once we have that sent off or some facsimile of thereof sent to them, and then we get this password, from what I understand, Mike, and everybody out there also, once you have your password you have created yourself, at that point in time, you can go on another machine using Echolink. Just make sure that you put your call sign and password in. So it does not lock you into just one device, from what I understand. And Mike, anything else to add on that?
Break.
Go ahead, break.
Yeah, Tom, this is K9AOG. I just noticed they also have a app for the iPhone and the iPad, so you can actually go from your phone and transmit from there.
Ah, Steve, you're reading ahead. You're not supposed to be in that chapter yet. Well, good deal. Very good point. If you have an iPhone or an Android-type phone, a smartphone, and there are apps for that. You can set up an app, and when you have that set up, I got to tell you right now, the audio quality is fantastic, and that gets you right in there, and you will be logged into the repeater. Now, Mike, let's see. I think we're stepping ahead there, too. So I'm on Echolink. I'm all logged in. I got my password. I'm all squared away. Now, let's see. What happens on my screen? What am I looking at? What do I do next?
Well, let's assume, I'm going to do it right here. Let's assume that you are on Echolink, and I'm logging on to my Echolink icon on my desktop. It tells me it's already running. Oh, okay. So I'm here on Echolink, and let's say I want to connect to K6BB here, and I want to get on. Well, there's a pair of binoculars up on the top left, just below the help section. And you click on the binoculars and it says find. Well, I'm going to put K6BB. And bang, we found K6BB. It comes up in a whole list of stations that are on. And I go over to K6BB. I double click on it. And in about 30 seconds or less, I should be logged on to K6BB and ready to use Echolink.
Well, that's fantastic. That's pretty cool. All right, so on your screen, when you're running this software, you've got a way to find a particular station, and I think there's also like a whole list, you were saying, of just every single station that's up there and running. Well, how cool is that? Now, I guess you can't have all that going on an iPad or Android or something like that. I think it would be a little bit too small. But I know we have somebody on there right now, Rod from Arizona, WA6ROD. Rod, with your if you're still out there, I think you're out there. If you're willing to come back on this, what basically? How easy is it for you to use the Android to log on? Is it complicated, or does it happen pretty quick?
Okay, I'm using the iPhone, and it's incredibly simple, and it also it does show me a list. As font that who else is on the repeater, and there's a big transmit button on the screen whenever the repeater is available for me to transmit. Otherwise, the transmit button is gone. So compared to the computer, when I was on the computer, I pushed the space bar to talk. On the iPhone, I just touched the transmit button. It's like an icon on my screen. But like everything's very easy to use, very clear, and I can see the list of everybody on here. I saw Mike come on. Took him about 5 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, Rod, thanks. And that's Rod speaking on EchoLink from Arizona on his iPhone. I see Mike, WB6CLZ. Now, Mike, you want to talk to us through EchoLink, and we'll have to go, always have to leave a pause. There's a little delay here because this signal is being routed through a lot of stuff. There's always typically about a 3 to 4 second delay. Mike, how easy was it for you to log on? I see you're right up there and running. Please come back. We'll give a little space here for you on EchoLink.
Okay, Tom. Well, hopefully I'm getting pretty good right now. Hopefully I've got a good thing. I'm holding the mic. I may have a little bit of a problem with it, but not yet. But this is my signal with my little laptop on EchoLink. I don't believe it's as loud as my other computer is, but hopefully you're copying me. I'm getting over it to the right portion so far. And let me turn this off and get over to my rig and see what my tail end sounds like on this thing. This is WB6CL.
And this is KF6Q, Tech Tuesday and Net, with the group on the K6BB repeater. Well, Mike, your audio was a little soft, but I think that's just because of the microphone you have there. And now, Mike, come back to us on your 2-meter rig here.
Hey, and now we're completely over the airwaves here from Placentia. 75 watts of pure power into a horizontally polarized 4-element Yankee. How's it sound, Tom?
Oh, you sound just as good as ever. Well, fantastic. All right, well, good deal. So I guess it would be, there's a little bit of a learning curve there. And, of course, one of the greatest things there, if you go to echolink.org, and you get in there, there is a help file there. There's a way that they kind of walk you through it. Pretty, I'm not going to say it's real simple because it's simple to some. It may not be simple to others. Once you've got the software running, though, there are certain areas that you can click on and bring up help with that. And, of course, if anybody out there listening has any problems with this, I know Mike has always stood behind me on this. You can email either one of us. That would be KF6Q at ARRL.net or WB6CLZ at ARRL.net. We'll help you if you got a couple little problems there with an email. And if you got our phone numbers too, you know, we can hook up that way and get you running. So, well, good deal. Pretty cool. But I think we've only scratched the surface here, Mike. You're saying I can go to, say, from my computer to your computer and not even use the radio. Is that correct?
Is correct, and let's see if I can find my node number. My node number is 276032. So, like say, Tom, if you wanted to talk to me through EchoLink right now, you would either type in my node, or you would type in using the binoculars, the station locator or find station or location. Type in my call letters and find me, then double click on my call sign, and we could have a simplex QSO.
Okay, so at that point, that would be going directly from me to you. Now, I'm going to say, that sounds like that's actually even pretty private. I mean, is anybody else going to be in there, or is that just you and me?
That would just be you and me. Mark, W6MRK, when he first moved, we used EchoLink, node-to-node EchoLink, simplex EchoLink, several times. It worked out very well.
You know, and I'm reading your text, by the way. I see all from the main hub here. Very good point. Now, also on the software, in the bottom right-hand corner is a little space. And you can actually type in text to, I guess, that would be everybody who's logged into the repeater, or if you were just logged in with somebody else, it would actually go up across this text. That's pretty cool, too.
It's an added feature I think is really kind of neat and very simple to do. And I don't know if everybody can see that. The other two guys that are in there, I'm not logged anymore, should comment on that.
Okay, well, I see we have K6LCS and a KEWLI in there at this point in time. Not sure if everybody's connected here as I see things pop up. Little note here, I do have this open up to a maximum of 8 stations at this time, which should be more than adequate. Can't open it up more. It's basically the bandwidth here on this end that allows that. But that's pretty cool. So now let's see. I guess I should step in here and talk about sysop mode.
More info.
Yes, info. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Mickey again, and boy, this stuff is really interesting. I'll see if I can figure out how to do it. But if the stations are logged into Big Bear Repeater and I'm not using Echo Link, can I still talk to them?
Well, just like right now, Mick, we have WA6ROD. Let me look at the screen here. Yeah, we have W6ROD. Rod is, KA6ROD, Rod. And right now he's in Arizona. He's using his iPhone. And he's hearing everything that goes on this repeater. So actually, you were just talking to him and everybody else out there. And actually, with that in mind, you know, you don't actually have to use the computer. You can talk to somebody else who is logged in. But if you are using Echo Link, also, that's it works both ways. You could almost have two different ways to talk at the same time there. Back to you, Mick.
Hey, thank you. KA6ROD, this is WA6FIZ. Have you been doing any shotgunning lately? Over.
Hey, Mickey, how's it going? Yeah, I've been, I think I'm up to about 2,200 targets I've shot at so far. And the question for you is there any snow on the ground? Because I'm thinking about coming back home.
Okay, I don't know how long I have to wait before I can answer him. Can I just go ahead and answer him right away?
Yeah, once we hear him out of there, you can go ahead and start transmitting back to him. We do have to leave a space to listening because that's where the delay is that we hear. He hears the same delay on the other end in the same manner. Go ahead, Mick.
Okay, Rod. Well, very good. Yeah, there is a minimum amount of snow on the ground. In some of the shady areas, there is a little snow. And the weather has been just absolutely fantastic, getting up in the mid-50s during the day and down in the mid-20s at night. Back over to you, Rod.
Okay, excellent, Mickey. What I noticed is when Mickey let go of the repeater, it takes about 2 seconds for my transmit button to be available for me to push on and transmit. I don't know if that helps anybody or not. Okay, guys, I won't hold it. Thanks. I'll be listening. KA6ROD.
Hey, thanks for the demonstration, and back to you, Tom.
Okay, well, there's a very good demonstration of how that works. If you are going to operate normally, you would be in what they call a simplex mode. You're going to be a station on your own. Now, what we have over here where I'm at, they have the dedicated computer set up, and it's running in sysop mode. Sysop mode means that essentially it's hooked into a radio, which is linking into the repeater. As we're listed on Echolink as K6BB-R, meaning that we are a repeater. So when somebody sees us out there, they know that, well, okay, if I log in here, I'm not transmitting to a person, I'm actually transmitting over a repeater. So we'll hear some people come in, sometimes even from Europe, and they'll come in there, you'll hear them check in. They know we're a repeater, they have no idea who's out here, and that's why they will call a CQ, kind of an FCC thing, not normally done. But anyway, it is done sometimes on Echo Link. So, well, anyway, is there anybody with a question out there? We're ready for questions. Please come back.
LCS.
NFQC.
All right, and in that order, we'll go first to K6LCS. Go ahead, Quint.
Just some K6BB protocol. Do you want us to not experiment a lot during prime time, during California's traffic time, in case there's something urgent happening on the roads? Is this something you want us to use more in the off hours, or what is the protocol with K6BB?
And this is KF6Q with the Tech Tuesday Net on the K6BB repeater. Well, actually, Clint, I think the only time we don't want to experiment is probably around net time, which we're experimenting with it right now. But if we have a net going on, most of our nets are at 7 o'clock at night. We do have one on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. And that's probably when we would want to kind of back off that. But other than that, I think it's pretty wide open. If we do have adverse conditions, weather conditions might be a good idea because it will come over the repeater. We try to keep the repeater open for any emergency traffic. Say if we've got snow coming down in buckets, literally, we would want to keep it open. That's probably the basic protocol. Back to you, Quint.
Great, thank you. And if you're a Mac person using your iPhone or iPod Touch, Mac systems want ports 5198, 5199, and 5200 open. And if you have any problems with that, I've got a tutorial on that for Mac people. The most of the communications problems are with the router, not with the computer, but with the router that you're using in the house if you're using Wi-Fi. K6LCS.
Hey, Quint, and we'll touch base on that. And actually, those are the same ports, too, even if you're using a Windows machine. I had another one person in there, Steve, KE6FQC. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, good evening, Tom on the net. Just kind of listening in the background, but I was going to check into the Echolink from my computer, but I'm getting a busy signal, cannot connect, timing out. So I'm not sure if it's on my end or you got a maximum right now of 3 connected on my last upgrade. So I don't know if you have a maximum set or is it multiple, Tom?
We're set up in conference mode, and we'll take up to 8 people. We did do a test. We had 6 in there before. I noticed that we did have a few people with problems, especially if there were 2 different, say, iPads or iPhones or Android phones with the same provider. One would tend to kick the other one off, so that was probably the provider of the cell phone service. With your computer, I really don't know, but we kind of did troubleshoot this last Friday. I think we got everything, all the bugs out of there. And then a lot of it, too, is based on the server itself, because what we're all going through is the Echolink servers. There's more than one. There's quite a few, but I know sometimes I think they get a little overloaded, too. So, well, Steve, keep trying, and if it doesn't work, let me know. But we're going to get into this wireless and port thing. Stand by.
Okay, yeah, appreciate it, Tom. And, yeah, while you were talking there, I also, and I did copy conference mode. So, yeah, it's multiple and any number of people, actually. That's what I've got on this end when it's working. But I did hook into Echo Test, and I timed out there also. So it's on my end. And we'll figure it out from here and start using Echolink again. KE6FQC. Thanks, Tom.
YNW.
Okay, Chris, YNW, please hang on 1 second. I want to, before we lose this train of thought and it leaves the station, Steve, you mentioned something there called Echo Test. Could you explain that for our listeners out there? Because we're doing the Echolink 101.
All right, yeah, just real quick, down at the long list of, boy, when I first signed up for Echolink, there were 300 stations. Now I'm looking at 5,100 stations connected. My gosh, it's been a long time. Anyway, Echo Test, all the way towards the bottom of the list, and it's all in alphabetical order. You'll see something called Echo Test, and it says on, and it's an audio test server. When you connect there, you can key your microphone, or, you know, a lot of people use telephones now, so I guess you could talk into your telephone and just test your signal. It helps you get your output and input set before you want to talk to anybody for real. Anyway, it's down towards the bottom of the list, about, 7/8 of the way down. Just one big word says echo test. KE6FQC.
Okay, good deal there. And now we want to go back to Chris, and then we'll catch the other person there. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, I check in the Catalina net, and after the regular check-ins, they say, okay, any Echolink stations out there? And, you know, they do the time for them to check in. That works pretty well. Their Echolink is tied to their 220 repeater, but it is logged to their 2-meter repeater during their nets. I'm one reset. Just seems to me better if you gave the Echolink people your call sign, let them check it out. We had a case when I lived in Arcadia. A guy had doctored up a license to make it work. And in my case, I can copy anything to Adobe that I want through my scanner. But I don't think they're going to change because of this little idea here. But I, you know, if they did the research, I think they'd be a touch safer. Okay, with that, this is K61W.
Yeah, Chris, I might add there, I know that they're doing the best they can do with validation to keep it authentic and not make it too much of a pain to get validated. So I'm not actually, I don't know if there's any perfect solution there. But the main thing they want to do is make sure that nobody uses your call sign or your or my call sign or whatever inappropriately and, you know, and sets up an account. And I guess there are people who try that. It's like anything else out there, but hopefully they keep it as good as they can. So anyway, did we have another question out there? Please come back.
I had some info to kind of expand on what Steve said. For your test server, they call it, maybe he's got an older version, and I couldn't find what he was looking for. On my version, you go to the toolbar up on the top on the left. You go to station and click on that, and then it says connect to test server. So on the newer versions, you can connect right to the test server from your toolbar, and it'll take you through the process there. WD6CL is it.
Okay, and I know that some of the newer versions out there are designed to work around a router. A lot of us have, if we have, a cable internet service or DSL service, we'll have a router and wireless and all that good stuff. And as soon as it hits a router, it kind of gets Echolink a little bit confused when the signal is coming back in. It's got to know which computer to go to. Now, a lot of the software is newer stuff after version 2.0 something. Will work around this, but it's doing the best it can. If that's not working, or if you're having problems of not logging in, this is a thing called port forwarding. And everybody was probably going to say, what is that? Portforward.com. That's portforward.com. PORTFORWARD, portforward.com. Highly recommended to help take you step by step on how to do this, and they'll show you how to UDP the ports coming in from 5198 to 5199. 5200 out really is not necessary, but the other two definitely are. We found that we could only use our sysop mode here in about two or three. Once I opened up those ports, of course, then everything was fine. Surprised it even worked without that. So. Had some good help there from KJ6BCM, Craig. Good advice there. And that could be what your stumbling point is. So portforward.com. Back to anybody out there with a question. This is KF6Q. Yes, Mickey, go ahead.
Since I have a Mac, I typed in echolink.org for Mac, and I came up with the website that shows me how I can use my Mac computer to get on Echolink.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I have to remember that there are a few out. I'm only joking when I say this, because I know Quint will send me an evil email. There's actually a lot of people out there with a Mac. I, of course, I'm not a Mac user, so I tend to forget about that. But that's good, and I really appreciate that, Quint, that it gives us the other side of the fence there to see what we're doing there. It's okay. Macs are good. I like Macs. There, I'm liking Macs. Anybody else out there with a question, please come back.
Thanks.
Info, Tom.
This is K6 T-Rex. I have a Mac. I am a Mac man. I got only four of them. And I always use Echo Link on Mac, and it works perfect. The only thing, the Mac Echo Link is a simplified program from the one of the IBM. So IBM is much more wide and much more easy to work than the Mac. But it works very well on the Mac. Over.
Okay, Guy, appreciate that. Yes, I didn't know you were out there this evening. Thanks for that, too. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm afraid of. If I ever picked up a Mac, I would probably have to throw away my other 30 computers I got here. But who knows? That may happen. Well, good deal. Guy, I think we also had Mike out there with a question. I'm going to go back to Mike. And glad you're here. You've got three Macs. They're all working good with Echolink. Fantastic. I'm going to hand it over to Mike. WB6CLZ. Go ahead, Mike.
On the Echolink homepage on the left-hand side in blue, if you click on routers and firewalls, it takes you through all that, and it does mention port forwarding, or that actual website. So if you forget any of that and you need to deal with a router or a firewall, Echolink has a solution there, and they'll walk you through it too, and they will take you over to portforward.com. Okay, back to you, Tom.
Well, good deal. I can see that our second topic for the evening, we're going to run out of time. We don't like to get past 8 o'clock. We were also going to talk about some field day stuff. This field day is coming up. It's out there a ways, but it gets closer every day. And we're going to try to go into some field day 101 stuff for a lot of people out there that actually don't know much about field day. So just to let everybody know out there, we may tackle that next Tuesday, on the next Tech Tuesday. And that was suggested by Bill Young, W6BBL, this morning. Very good suggestion by him. Anybody else out there, any comments or questions, please come back.
KA6CIA.
KA6CIA. George, by golly, I hope we've cleared this up for you. How are you doing?
That's what I wanted to say. I mentioned that this morning. Thank you very much for going ahead with it, and it helped a lot. I've got it brought up on the computer, and with this dial-up, it takes too long to do things, so I'll put it all in tomorrow. But thank you very much for covering it and everybody that participated. K6CIA.
Not a problem, George. And that is true with just about any Tech Tuesday. We don't have a carved in stone itinerary. We love to do things that are of great interest out there, and we try to pick stuff out that would be a good topic. And if you have something like that, feel free to email Mike or myself at KF6Q, that's Kilo Foxtrot 6 Quebec, KF6Q at ARRL.net, or Mike over there at WB6CLZ at ARRL.net, and we'll put something together and try to get that out there. Anyway, we are getting close to 8 o'clock, but we're going to be closing here net probably in about another 5 minutes. Any other questions, and then I'll hand it back to Mike. All right, good deal. And I will be around after the net anyway, as I usually am. Anybody have something pops in your head, just feel free to give me a holler out here. Mike, anything to say about this great package? I know we will be doing also IRLP, that's Indio, Indio Romeo Lima Papa, IRLP, another type of service to use over the internet, totally different, also operates a little bit different, but not too far out there. We'll catch that on another evening. So, Mike, what do you think? Did we get it all covered?
Well, we'll never get it all covered, Tom, but we've opened it up so people can delve into this and get it all covered themselves. I think that's what we're about, and that's the neat thing about this, especially people that have internet service. A lot of information regarding this. I guess if you didn't have internet service, you wouldn't be doing Echo Link, unless you come up with a different way, let me know. Yeah, really good info. I've used Echo Link several times when we were on vacation to check into the emergency nets. Great stuff. And I know the smartphones are, I hear a lot of smartphones on there. So, yeah, things are growing by leaps and bounds in the internet region of amateur radio. Really cool. Back to you, Tom.
Okay, good deal. And I might mention this out there. Any computer programmers, if you're out there listening, there is a software development package, an SDK. There you go. I knew I'd get it out there. If you really want to take Echo Link to the next level, pretty cool stuff if you're a programmer. If you're not, please don't go there. It would be a mess. But anyway, good to look into. So you can actually customize a lot of features. And there's actually quite a few things there to do with Echo Link. We have just scratched the surface, as Mike said. But this hopefully will get everybody out there listening up and running. And if you still have a question or something you forgot or you want to, you know, get in touch with either one of us, feel free to do so with an email and we'll try to help you out. Alrighty, anybody else out there, final call for any questions or comments. Please come back to KF6Q.
KJ6KDL.
Your question, is there a minimum connection speed? I think I'm running right now 3 megs on my internet connection. Is there a minimum?
Okay, Jim, let me take care of Chip here real quick. Chip, they would like to see 17 kilobit upload. Now, a lot of us have 3 megabit upload, and that's your upload speed you have to look at, not your download. So, because your download is always good. So actually, you can actually do Echo Link over a dial-up, and for way back Pentium 1, something that's at least 233 megahertz, not gigahertz, very minimum requirements. So, Chip, does that help you out?
Okay, no problem, because I think I've got the 17K fully covered, and IMAX should do the trick. Built-in camera, built-in microphone, so great class as always. Thank you.
Oh, good deal. And don't forget about the speakers. So, all right, I'm going to go to Jim, KJ6KDL.
This is a closing comment, just as you were getting ready to close out. Those of you who like to watch the planets, this is the planetary alignment season. Not going to happen for like 25,000 years, plus or minus 1,000. I forget the number. They're starting to line up. If you've got a program like Google Sky on your phone or Google Earth, flip it to sky and look at the planets. It's really cool. They're starting to line up. KJ6KDL.
Yeah, this is KF6Q, Tech Tuesday Net on the K6BB repeater. Looking out my window to the west, I see two things which I do believe are planets. Every day they're getting closer. I think they're going to be real close by December 21st. And Jim, if that's what you're talking about, yeah, pretty cool. If you've got clear air right now, yeah, they're probably up at about, maybe 40 degrees elevation in the sky at this point in time. All right, good deal. Any other further comments about Echo Link, not the planets? Please go back. Okay, good deal. Just didn't want to start a whole other topic there. Well, anyway, I do want to thank everybody for checking in, everybody participating. Hopefully we've answered some questions out there. We're always out there to carry it further if we need to. And always open for suggestions, too. So enjoy Echo Link. Have a lot of fun with Ham Radio. We'll delve into more stuff next week. So this is QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control for the Tech Tuesday net. Closing the net at 1900 hours and 59 minutes. Thanks again, everybody out there, for participating. Please join us again next week and Tuesday, Tech Tuesday, 1900 hours. This is KF6Q, returning the repeater to normal use.